is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday booted Ethiopia from a vital trade pact due to rights concerns as the historic American ally declared a state of emergency over rebel advances north of the capital. Frustrated after repeated warnings to Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed about suffering in the nearly year-old war, the Biden administration said it was removing Ethiopia as well as a coup hit Guinea and Mali from the African Growth and Opportunity Act. In a notice to Congress, Biden said that Ethiopia's eligibility would end on January 1st over gross violations of internationally recognized human rights. The landmark 2000 law, credited with boosting industry in sub-Saharan Africa, removed U.S. duties on most exports if countries adhere to good governance. Ethiopia, which in recent weeks has lobbied to stay in AGOA, has said it was extremely disappointed by that decision. Later on Tuesday, the U.S. State Department also issued a new Do Not Travel advisory for Ethiopia and said American citizens should consider departing now on commercial airlines. UNICEF is warning that schools in Haiti are increasingly at the mercy of gangs, with children becoming targets of robbery or ransom. The agency said Tuesday at least seven schools in the capital, Port-au-Prince, have been forced to pay unidentified gangs in exchange for security in the past 2 months, and that addition institutions have been threatened. The warning comes days after authorities said gang members killed a university professor that had recently been abducted. In addition, U.S. and Haitian authorities are trying to secure the release of 17 missionaries. This is VOA News. Afghan health officials said at least 19 people were killed, 50 more wounded in an attack on a military hospital in Kabul Tuesday. It is the latest atrocity to rock Afghanistan since the Taliban seized power. Taliban's rivals, the Islamic State group, claimed responsibility for the gun and bomb assault in the center of the capital. The Islamic State said in a statement on its Telegram channels that five Islamic State group fighters carried out simultaneous coordinated attacks on the sprawling site. The attack got underway when a suicide bomber detonated his explosives near the facility's entrance. Gunmen then broke into the hospital grounds, firing their weapons. IS have claimed four mass casualty attacks since the Taliban takeover on August 15th, including suicide bomb blast targeting Shiite Muslim mosque. Leaders at the COP26 Global Climate Conference pledged on Tuesday to stop deforestation by the end of the decade and slash emissions of the potent greenhouse gas methane to help slow climate change. More than 100 countries joined a U.S. and EU effort to cut emissions of methane 30% by 2030 from 2020 levels, potentially a step in stemming rising temperatures and averting even greater damage from intensified heat waves, drought, storms, and flooding. The United States also unveiled its own domestic proposal to crack down on methane emissions with a focus on the oil and gas sector, where leaky infrastructure allows methane to escape into the atmosphere. This COP26 aims to keep alive a receding target of capping global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels to avert still greater damage than has already been caused by climate change. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday backed broad use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11, clearing the way for shots to go into young arms as soon as Wednesday. That announcement comes hours after the advisors to the U.S. CDC unanimously supported the move, saying the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risk. In a statement, he said that the program will ramp up over the coming days and fully up and running during the week of November 8th. Parents will be able to bring their children to thousands of pharmacies, pediatricians, offices, schools, and other sites to get vaccinated. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, viewing.